When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, cities worldwide were already facing environmental crises. Many of them are vulnerable to climate change-induced flooding, heat waves, and drought. The pandemic added a health and economic crisis on top of that. But Amsterdam is now experimenting with a radical new theory to rebuild its economy and create a more sustainable post-COVID future for its residents. Special correspondent Megan Thompson has more. This story is part of our ongoing series, Peril and Promise, the Challenge of Climate Change.
So welcome to the Denham Clubhouse.
James Fainhoff is taking us for a tour of Denham City. It's a combination workshop, foundation, archive, and trade school in Amsterdam, a city with a high concentration of big-name denim brands and denim wearers.
We wear it to work, we wear it to school, weddings and funerals. We wear denim all the time.
But denim is also one of the most resource-intensive fabrics in the world. Each pair of jeans requires thousands of gallons of water and the use of polluting chemicals to produce.
Clearly, if you use 7,000 liters of water per jean and you're producing about a billion a year, that's something that's going to end at some point because it's just not going to be enough water for everybody.
So Fainhoff is experimenting with different ideas, like increasing the use of recycled materials.
This fabric is made using 20% recycled cotton fiber. This is part of the high-tech part. This is cool.
And rather than using gallons upon gallons of water to give jeans that finished look, they're trying lasers instead. Denim isn't the only industry in Amsterdam focusing more on sustainability. The entire city is in the midst of a massive shift launched last year, embracing a radical new economic theory with a catchy name, Donut Economics.
This is the shift we need to make if we, humanity, are going to thrive here together this century.
Kate Raworth of Oxford University calls herself a renegade economist. She came up with the model, outlined in her 2017 book, which made waves around the world and was even commended by the Pope.
What is donut economics?
So donut economics, it's not about donuts, but it's about the future of humanity. We offer a donut-shaped compass for creating the 21st century that we want.
What makes the theory radical is Raworth's assertion that governments need to stop looking at GDP growth as the ultimate measure of success.
We're getting very, very clear signals from the Earth system, from climate breakdown, from ecological breakdown, that the way we are pursuing growth is destroying the living systems on which we depend.
Instead, she says, society should strive to operate within two concentric circles that look like a donut. She uses a diagram like this to explain. The outer ring represents Earth's ecological ceiling, limits on damage being done to the planet, including climate change, air pollution, and shrinking freshwater supplies. The inner ring represents a social foundation, minimum living standards, like having enough food, housing, work, and a political voice. The ring in between, described as humanity's sweet spot, is the donut.
So let's leave nobody in the hole in the middle of the donut. Everybody into this lovely green ring.
Don't we need economic growth in order for economies to survive and provide resources to their citizens?
What we need are economies that enable people to have good jobs in communities where they reap some of the value that's created. So we need to reorient our economies away from the notion that growth is success, to the notion that thriving that meets the needs of all people within the means of the planet, that's success.
Amsterdam was the first city in the world to formally adopt this model, and they did it last April, right after the coronavirus crisis began.
A historical part of Amsterdam with the canals.
Deputy Mayor Marieke van Doornik saw it as an opportunity.
Actually, this is a time where people start thinking about what is really important in life. And maybe money-making isn't the most important. It's about having enough, but not having everything.
Van Doornink says Amsterdam is now full speed ahead with the donut. Part of that means becoming a so-called circular city by 2050.
A circular city is a city where we don't have waste. If something is broken, we want to have it repaired. If something can't be repaired, we want to have the materials that the product are made of can be reused. But we also want to cut down on the consumption as a whole.
In short, reduce, reuse, and recycle. And they want to do it in three key areas: food, consumer goods, and construction. They've come up with a system called the Monitor to measure their progress. Among the goals, By 2030, the city must reduce overall consumption by 20% and reduce food waste by 50%. And starting in 2022, all new urban development in Amsterdam must use sustainable materials as much as possible. For example, on Amsterdam's east side, Beach Island is being built with the donut principles in mind. The city requires construction companies to list a materials passport, so if the building is ever demolished, the building materials can be reused. There will be 8,000 new homes here helping address the city's housing shortage, 40% allocated for social housing, and the homes will be environmentally friendly.
Yeah, I think the donut model, yeah, I embrace that totally.
Yvonne van Sark lives in another new development on the north side of Amsterdam, a floating community that embraces sustainability.
So we have 5 entrances to the jetty and there, but they're all connected. You can just walk through the area, which is really nice.
In all, 46 families live here.
This is our house. This is where we live.
Her house, like the others, was built elsewhere and towed to this site. Van Sark's home is super insulated with natural straw between the walls and solar panels on the roof.
So we produce our own electricity and we have a smart grid that shares it among all the households. It's vacuum, so...
They have special toilets that use much less water. And they contract with a company to share electric cars and bikes.
Some of the techniques we have been piloting, we hope they will become much more spread around the city and around Holland and around the world. Yeah.
The donut model started us thinking and also was a great segue into talking to government.
Back in Denham City, James Fainhoff credits the donut with giving government, activists, and business leaders a much-needed space to collaborate around shared goals. Last October, Fainhoff and the City of Amsterdam helped organize some 30 Denham-related businesses and organizations to form the Denham Deal, an agreement to produce 3 billion garments that include 20% recycled materials by 2023.
Usually, jeans people don't really talk to government a lot. They talk about style and street and cool. But since we had the same intentions, it was very easy to align with the City of Amsterdam and the Ministry of Infrastructure to make this happen.
Amsterdammers like Fainhoff are enthusiastic about the Denham Deal and other donut-related projects. But will they be enough to address the global environmental crisis that Kate Raworth describes?
It's not an even situation because you can...
No, says economist and income inequality expert Branko Milanovic, one of Kate Raworth's most outspoken critics.
When it comes to real policy advice, it's very, very weak and it's purely voluntary and there is really no bite in that advice.
Milanovic also thinks Raworth's ideas about limiting global economic growth are unrealistic and would lead to trade-offs the world isn't prepared for.
The issue is really if we were to espouse Kate's ideas that we should not have an increase in the world GDP, that means that we have either to make rich people become much poorer than they are now, or we will have to keep all the poor people at the same very low level of income for a long time.
Are these ideas politically viable?
Well, I think that they are not viable. And I think that she's using the word, for example, thriving, that we can be flourishing and thriving without having higher income. Yes, maybe we could, but maybe also as a fact is that many people want to have higher income in order to live better.
How realistic is all of this? How do you convince the world's largest economies to get on board?
Well, I would flip it around and say, how realistic is it to keep running economies that think they can grow endlessly while we are visibly, evidently destroying the life-supporting systems on which our planet depends?
To help promote her ideas, Raworth launched the Donut Economics Action Lab. She says cities including Brussels, Copenhagen, Portland, Philadelphia, and others are reaching out to her to learn how to incorporate the concept of donut economics into their long-term plans.
It seems like something that a lot of people are waiting for. This idea, there is an alternative. There's another way of we can rearrange our economics that is better for the people and is better for the planet. And don't wait for the perfect moment because the perfect moment is now.